This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Shaw drives one deep in the air to left. This may go. It is gone. A home run. It looked like it smacked either off the foul pole in left or the board behind it. Matt Shaw with a solo home run down the left field line. And the Cubs now have a 2-0 lead over the Blue Jays here in the fifth. For Shaw, that's home run number 10 on the year.
That's Zach Zaidman on the call right here on The Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs radio network. We are going to talk to the Cubs third baseman here in a matter of minutes. Cubs and Pirates this afternoon at Wrigley. Our pregame at 12:45, first pitch at 1:20. And Bruce, if there ever was a day, it seems like we ask this of him a lot, that we need Shota as the Cubs stopper. Today, again, is that day.
You know, Mike, we talked about it before. Pitching has not been the issue. It's run production right now that has been difficult for the Cubs. And the one thing you remember as we get ready to talk to Matt Shaw is the reality that when you play these close games, all the little things that can go wrong sometimes do.
We head on out now to the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today, and there we find our Cubs third
Matt
baseman.
Matt Shaw joining us from the Cub Clubhouse. Matt, Bruce, and Mike Esposito, how are you today?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good. I appreciate you coming on. And, you know, talking about the trials and tribulations of a baseball season, boy, nobody can speak to it more than you can. We were talking about Colson Montgomery and his weird travels by the White Sox from not being able to hit in the minor leagues to taking a timeout to becoming a star player for the White Sox in all a matter of a few weeks. And I just think of your journey this year from spring training on and dealing with other people's perceptions of you and you just going out there and being a ball player right now. What has that been like for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely been a journey, you know, and something that I think has helped me to learn in a lot of ways, a lot of things about, you know, myself and this team and what it takes to be a major leaguer and all those things, you know, and I just think overall, hi, good morning. I just think overall it's one of those things where I'm going to look back on and really feel like I grew up a lot, you know, this year. I think on the field and off the field and, you know, there's definitely, obviously it was a tough first 60, 70 games, you know, and able to kind of change my perspective and kind of start to play better and stuff like that has been really cool.
You guys, Matt, have been a club that has led the league in scoring runs for much of the season, and lately it's been a struggle. How do you keep your mindset steady? You personally have been hitting. The team has not been scoring a lot of runs, though. But how as a club, how do you try to keep consistent and keep steady there in the clubhouse while you're going through these struggles?
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of veteran guys. We have guys that have gone through it before. You know, that's really helpful. I think in general, we're a pretty steady clubhouse. You know, no one's too high or too low. We understand that, like, the most important thing for us is in October, you know, and in the meantime, you know, we're going to try and stay as consistent as we can and put together good games and good at bats and put us in a good position to get there, you know, and that's really all we can do. You know, going out there and, you know, getting too high or trying to motivate guys in different ways, like, that's just not how the game is played. So, you know, we're going to keep preparing how we're, you know, we've been all year, and good things will happen.
Talking to you personally in the clubhouse, which has always been really outstanding for me, because you've never been afraid to talk about the realities of situations and having, you know, confidence in yourself. When you look into someone's eyes and you see, you know, Matt Shaw, you always, for me, I always saw a guy that was extraordinary confidence in himself, even though you've admitted that, you know, the rigors of a baseball season has shaken you from time to time. That belief in your ability and yourself seemed to always be there. Where does it come from?
I mean, I think it comes from my parents first and foremost, and then, you know, it really comes from my faith as well. You know, my parents did a great job just always, you know, believing in me and being that kind of supportive voice in my ear as a young kid, and then kind of grew into who I was. And then, you know, later on in my life, as I grew in my faith, I think that's where I really took a really big jump in, you know, my ability to kind of let go of some things and have the perspective to understand that, you know, this game is something that I get to do, not something I have to do. And, you know, that was really important for me, especially this year, on taking that next step between, you know, kind of feeling all the pressure that I put on myself, like, hey, I want to be successful here, and then just kind of letting that go and really just, you know, enjoying being here, enjoying being on the field, knowing that, you know, at the end of the day, I can take a breath, you know, whether I go for four, it's not going to be the end of the day. And I think that really helps me to play free and make the most out of the, you know, the time that I'm able to play this game.
Talking to Matt Shaw, Cubs third baseman, here on Inside the Clubhouse on The Score. Matt, I love watching good defense. You are awesome to watch out there on the field in terms of your fielding, but, and I know we debated this, right? You had to learn how to play third base. How has that transition and how has that journey been for you? Because you seem very sharp and very confident out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a journey for sure. You know, it's taken a lot of time in the last couple off seasons of, you know, not knowing that I was necessarily going to play third base, but kind of thinking to myself, that's probably my best spot to make this team. And so spending a lot of time at third base and, you know, just kind of continuing to work and grow there and try my best to get game reps and make all the, you know, reps feel like they're in a game and stuff like that. And then, you know, eventually you get here and obviously it's a different game when you're playing in the big leagues. And so it took some time to, you know, again, readjust and make it my own. And then, you know, like offensively right now, you eventually build some confidence there and you know, you can do it. And, you know, you can kind of take off running after that.
What, Matt, what have you learned from watching the journey of teammates, both the veterans and the young players, in particular, the roller coaster ride that is Pete Crow Armstrong, and the high highs and the low lows, and just the, you know, over examination of one player. What do you take from that? What do you what are some of the positives and some of the instructional things that you take from a teammate who has been the focal point for not only the Cubs, but for Major League Baseball and the ups and downs of a season for him.
Yeah, I mean, I just say, like, we're different players and we're motivated in different ways, you know, and, like, you know, when you're in a clubhouse, you're probably going to have 25 other guys that are motivated in different ways than you are, and that's just kind of how life goes. I think, you know, people in general are motivated in a lot of different ways. So, you know, what he does to get him to be as good as he is different than what I have to do to get myself to be good, and I think what you learn is that you really need to make it your own because everyone's really different. You know, and the way he plays and the way I play versus the way Dansby plays versus the way Tuck plays, you know, all of us are really different, you know, in those aspects. And so that's just something you need to figure out on your own. So, you know, the way he plays is what makes him successful. And, you know, he's figured that out. And, you know, the way I play is, you know, obviously starting to kind of show up as of late. And so, you know, I've kind of figured that out a little bit. So I think what we both have figured out is kind of how to be ourselves in this game and kind of allow that to bring out our success on the field.
Last thing for me, Matt, I got to imagine playing next to Dansby and being able to talk to him in the clubhouse, a guy with a very similar position and background and whatnot. I got to imagine that playing next to that veteran presence has been very helpful for you.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we communicate a lot on and off the field. It's nice. And, you know, I think it's been really great for me to have that relationship. You know, it helps me, you know, when I got questions about certain things. And, you know, in general, having that leadership on the field is nice for our infield. Nico and Dams, I think they both do a great job of really kind of guiding the infield in the right direction. And I think that's why we've been really successful there. And, you know, we all have a good relationship, and that's really helpful.
Matt, in closing with you, Mike and I appreciate your time very much. Tell us about Craig Counsell and his dealings with players now as opposed to when the team was going great. Is there any different methods that he uses, or is it the same counts that you walk into and talk to every day?
Yeah, definitely the same counts that we walk into every day. He hasn't changed at all. He hasn't done anything different than when we were going well, now that we're struggling. Obviously, someone who's been around the game long enough to know, you know, the true ups and downs of a season and, you know, what's most important about the season, which, you know, we all know is winning World Series and making it to the playoffs. So he's got a really good understanding of that. He hasn't changed at all.
Matt, thank you so much. Have a great day. See you in the clubhouse later on. Thanks again.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Have a good one.
That's Cubs third baseman Matt Shaw joining us on Inside the Clubhouse. Hard to believe, Bruce, as we talk about, you know, the roller coaster of a season. This is his rookie season still. It's been what seems like several different seasons, but he has been really great for the Cubs of late, one of their best hitters of late in that fielding. And I mentioned it to him, watching him play third base, you wouldn't know necessarily that he never started at third base before because he's been great.
The thing that impresses me the most is, as you mentioned, Mike, he doesn't have a lot of experience there, and he doesn't have an 80 arm, okay? So what's an 80 arm? So the scouting system goes 20 to 80, 20 being the lowest, 80 being the supreme best. Very few people get an 8 or an 80 in rating systems by scouts. So the overall distance or defense of Matt Shaw to me has been a 7. His overall arm is probably a 5, okay? But his recognition and his footwork on every play of the time he has to get rid of the ball and what angle he's got to throw it from has been off the chart. I mean, you just look at Matt Shaw and go, here's a baseball player that has the internal clock to know on a particular play how quickly he's got to get rid of the ball. He, Matt Shaw, has to get rid of the ball to get an out, okay? Mike, that can't be taught, okay? That's an instinct, and he has tremendous baseball instincts when it comes to playing defense. The arm is always probably going to be a 5 or a 55, but as he continues to master the position, he will even get better at throwing people out, you know, timing-wise. You know, the flat-footed throw, he's always going to have trouble with because, again, it's not a exceedingly strong arm. But the impressive way that he's played an all-star caliber third base has been something to really watch.
Well, and the Cubs are fun to watch defensively. And Joe Maddon mentioned this when we talked to him. They have a lot of great defensive players. They're extremely strong up the middle. I asked him about Dansby specifically because I wanted to get his thoughts on that because Dansby just looks smooth as silk out there and also has that instinct, whatever you just described for Matt Shaw. Dansby has that as well. Nico at second. And then PCA in center, they're strong up the middle. But Shaw, considering he never played there before, I mean, it's really solidified positionally for the Cubs at third base. And now he's hitting, too, which has been much needed as we talk about the Cubs and where they've been slumping. You know, the bats have gone cold here, so hopefully they can turn it around today against Pittsburgh.
Yeah, he's made the transition in his swing approach. He's more straight up. He's quicker to the ball. He has one step forward now rather than a tight. I mean, he had a lot going on in his swing when they started to look at him in spring training. And although it worked well in the minor leagues, it wasn't working at the major league level. So to his credit and the hitting people with the Chicago Cubs, they have made it a simpler, quicker approach to the baseball, and you're seeing the results of what they consider to be one of the top young hitters in baseball.
312-644-6767 is our number, and inside the clubhouse, Steve Stone at the bottom of the hour. But Bruce, we jump out to the phones now. Mike is in Morton Grove. He is up next on Inside the Clubhouse. Hey, Mike.
Man, here's my thoughts. You know, you could argue that, you know, that Hoyer could have done a better job. The way of addressing the starting pitching was kind of insulting, but there wasn't a lot to do. Yeah, the player's got to be better, and Council has to be better. Not for not being Billy Martin, but you don't let Gunnar Henderson beat you. You don't let Guerrero beat you. Game management is going to be what counts here. They're going to get in the playoffs. There's going to be big games. And Council's a good manager. He's got to be better. Those guys, you don't let those guys beat you. Those were two games that could have gone either way and certainly could have been.
You want to throw Jose Altuve in as well? Home run. You want to throw in Jose Altuve in as well, you know, if you want to go against things that haven't worked out. You know, you're right. He is a good manager, and not everything's going to work out, but the reflection is certainly on him because the team isn't playing up to its capabilities.
Well, I mean, if somebody else beats you, they beat you. But you don't let those guys beat you. They beat us.
Mike, thank you for your call. We appreciate it. And, Bruce, yeah, I mean, you know, in tight games, and this is what we talk about the bats, right? When you're scoring 8 or 9 runs a game, you're going to win those games regardless if Vlad hits a 2-run homer or if somebody else hits a homer like Gunnar Henderson. But when it's 3-2 and 4-3, you're not going to win those games. And I call me simplistic, and people have, but you know, when you're 28th in baseball since the break in scoring runs, whereas before you were third, you know, that's a different thing, right?
Well, and you bring up a great point, Mike, because scoring runs washes away everything else. Yesterday in a 2-2 game, the Cubs, you know, weren't ahead of Pittsburgh, and the chalk that would say they should be up 7-2 in that game. But it's 2-2 in the ninth, and you have Daniel Palencia doing what he does best. What is that? He throws a 101-mile-an-hour fastball to Jack Sawinski, who's from the Chicagoland area. And if there's anything we know about Sawinski is the kid has always been able to hit a fastball. So if it doesn't matter if it's 97, 99, or 101, if a guy puts a good swing on a ball like Sawinski did yesterday, he's going to hit it out of the ballpark. So we can glorify about the the speed of the game, Mike. Oh, he's thrown 101 and 102. It's going to go out at 110, okay? Because major league hitters are paid to hit the baseball, and that's what Sawinski did. Even though he's hitting under 200, he's a dead red fastball hitter. He did what he did best. And in a game where normally the chalk tells you the Cubs would have an easy time with the Pittsburgh Pirates, they lose that ball game.
Yeah, and when you're not scoring runs, exactly. If it's 5-2 or 7-2, you know, you're not as worried about it, a Sawinski at bat in the ninth inning. But we'll see if the Cubs can get back to that. And your point is well taken. You know, Palencia is out there. That is his game. He has been good for the Cubs this season. Here's a take from the text line, Bruce. I find this interesting because I see the parallels. Not saying that this Cubs team is going to win the World Series like the 05 White Sox, but somebody comparing this year's Cubs team to that White Sox team, they were way up. They almost got caught, that Sox team did, by a Cleveland team, a red-hot Cleveland team there at the end of the season. But then that Creedy home run sparked them, the late comeback, and then they stampeded to that championship. What's your thoughts on that comparison between the 05 Sox and this Cubs team?
Well, our friend Mark Potash, who is a Hall of Fame writer who just stepped away from the Sun-Times and now has his own website, I think it's markpotash.com, sent me a text saying Madden's 2016 team went 23-25 at one point, and then 39-15 to 62-40, same as the current 23-25 stretch the Cubs are in right now. So there are parallels, you know, to that team, to the White Sox in 2005 that coughed up 14 games of a 15.5 game lead and still cruised back in and just won 11-1 in the championship. I think that's what Cub fans, you know, hopefully can concentrate on. The fact that this isn't the Cub team of last year and the year before where they had a scratch and claw to get even back into a wild card race. This is a team that has a wild card lead, that has the second best record in the National League, basically tied with the Dodgers and Padres. And once it finds its legs here, should be fighting for the best wild card record. You know, again, you have the five games with Milwaukee coming up this week. You know, let's be realistic about it. If they go 4-2, right, they gain two games, right? Is that,
yeah,
you know, four and one. I'm sorry, 4-1, they gain three games. Okay, great. You know, right now they'd still be six games behind. Okay, so I don't want to hear people talking about catching the Brewers with 41 games left and nine games behind, because that's not really a realistic goal. The realistic goal is to get your offense straightened out, continue to have good pitching, and starting today with Imanaga, and then moving forward from there, being the hottest team you can be going into the playoffs.
One more call before we break, and Steve Stone at the bottom of the hour. Let's get to Mike in Mendota on Inside the Clubhouse. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good, Mike.
We're doing great.
You guys just spoke with Matt Shaw, and he's very articulate, and obviously you acknowledge that he's been a very hot hitter here since the All-Star break, I believe. Can you guys give me your thoughts on what Council might be thinking with the batting order? Shaw at the bottom of the order. Ian Happ is still in the one or two hole. I don't understand it. I'm not questioning Council's intellectual ability as a manager. He's smarter than all of us combined, I think. But I just can't figure this out. I don't understand why he doesn't configure the lineup differently.
Right. And you are among many thousands who feel that same way now, right, Mike?
Yep.
The idea that we're all trying to figure out what Council needs to figure out on a daily basis to get their lineup jump-started here. And the reality is, you know, it's normally, okay, you get your best OPS guys to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in your batting order. Now take the most recent ones like Shaw and Horner, put them at the top. You know, my lineup starts with Horner every day, and right now I would have Shaw in the top four or five. Take advantage of the fact that he's hitting. You know, if it doesn't work out, you can always drop down. But again, I don't think the consistency in the batting order has to be there. You know, people are upset that Hap's up high, or, you know, again, do you want to drop, do you want to drop PCA, and do you want to drop Tucker to the 7 and 8 spots when they're not hitting? Is that going to serve your purpose, or does that extra at bat where they get in the top four going to be the key to one of them hitting a home run to win the game?
Yeah, Bruce, as we go to break, I agree with Joe Maddon on this. We've talked about this. Kyle Tucker is one of the best all-around players in baseball. We know he's slumping right now. Everyone can see it. It's not been pretty, but how do you take that guy with a proven track record? He's a 5-WAR player every year, and drop him down. I don't know. I know people will not like that take, but it's my take, and there you have it. As we switch gears now, we will talk White Sox and baseball in general with our old pal Steve Stone. That is coming up right after this timeout. He's Bruce Levine. I'm Mike Esposito in for David today. It's Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Sosa puts a swing on it, deep to left, and it is gone! Off the State Farm sign, Lenin Sosa ties it up at one. Another home run for the White Sox.
That's our old buddy Connor McKnight on CHSN. The call of Lenin Sosa's home run in Kansas City last night. To talk a little White Sox, we head on out to the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com.
My buddy for the last 45 years, can't say that about everybody, Mike. Steve Stone taking some time out to join us on Inside the Clubhouse, talk a little Chicago White Sox baseball. Stoney, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good, Bruce and Mike. How are you guys doing? And Bruce, it's only been 45 years. Seems a lot longer than that.
Some of our conversations seem like they go on that long. When you look at the Chicago White Sox now and the ups and downs of the offense trying to score a run here and there, you know, some strange things. You see a team that has the most home runs of any in baseball since the All-Star game, yet as of late struggling to score runs more than one sometimes. What do you make of where the offense is at right now with the White Sox?
Well, Bruce, it's a double-edged sword because you've got a whole lot of guys hitting the ball out of the ballpark, and as we know, that's pretty good. But you also have a whole lot of guys striking out, which means that by not putting the ball in play, you don't pressure the other team's defense. You're not taking walks you should take. And your home runs, for the most part, are solo home runs instead of multi-run homers. And that is a problem. And plus, if you're not scoring a great deal of runs, then the offense is substantially better. I mean, you take a look at the average runs per game, and it's before the All-Star break till now, it's about two runs better right now. But in close games where the Sox have trouble winning, they'll make a mistake and the other team winds up burying them with the mistake. And that's been one of the biggest factors. I mean, last night, key play of the game was Colson Montgomery getting doubled off second base by the other shortstop, Bobby Witt Jr. And when that happens, you get taken out of innings. You don't score as much as you would like. But when you're dealing with a very young team almost across the board, these mistakes are going to help you down the road. And I know it's very difficult for the fans now to take a look at some of the mistakes being made, the bad base running, the defense not being what it should be at times, some plays not being made that should be, some plays that you try to make you shouldn't, and that goes with having a young team. But that's the price this team has to pay for playing a whole lot of youngsters in their everyday lineup, and last night was a great example of that. You make one mistake in a close game, and it winds up burying you.
Yeah, Stoney, and I know you and Bruce have seen lots during that 45 years of friendships, lots of young teams kind of struggling to get better as they build, though, and that's something I definitely notice. I know Sox fans notice, you know, this year's team versus last year's team, it's night and day. There's a lot more talent there. A lot of exciting rookies. It's not always consistent, but there's a lot of excitement, I think, around some of the talent that the White Sox have acquired.
Well, everybody talks to me, Mike, about the difference between last year and this year. And when you take a look at the numbers, they're a little bit better this year, but they're not near as much better as they could have been if you don't make these mistakes. However, you look at some of the young teams that went on to win, and I'm talking about 10 years ago, Kansas City. They went through a number of 100-loss seasons, and then they put together a very good team, and they wound up knocking at the door one year and winning the whole thing the next year. Houston was another team that went through a lot of 100-loss years, and all of a sudden they put together a really good baseball team, and they're still a pretty solid team at this point. And so I think you see that with some teams that are building. When you looked at the team last year, you didn't see a whole lot of guys that you could envision being there when the team got good. That's the thing that changed. Now we've got some good young players who you can see. They're just at the start of what you believe is going to be a pretty good career, and then you add around them, and suddenly you have yourself a pretty decent team. And so I think that's the biggest difference between last year and this. The fact is there are some really good, young, talented players ready to take the next step.
The unique baseball mind of Steve Stone is apparent on our show right now inside the clubhouse until 11. Steve, you're sitting down with Chris Getz, and it's September the 20th. And he turns to Steve Stone and he says, Steve, I have this situation with Luis Robert. He's hit better in the second half here. He's shown some power again. We know he's a world-class center fielder and base stealer. He's 27 going on 28. We have a $20 million option. The option is to bring him back for one more year around our rebuilding team, or let him go and paying him a $2 million buyout. We understand we could always trade him in the offseason as well, but it's a $20 million gamble. What is Steve Stone's advice?
I think you have to pick up the option because you didn't trade him at the trade deadline. I mean, if Chris felt like he could have gotten anything close to what he wanted in return, he probably would have moved him, but he couldn't. A lot of it due to Luis and what he's done this year, which is for him not quite as good as what we'd expect out of him. However, he does look better this second half, but I think the same thing goes forward. You actually have two $20 million options this coming year and the year after that. So you do have control for 2 years if you want it. And I think the first thing you do is you pick up the option. And then you pretty much say, once again, what am I bid? And can you get in return what you want for him? And if the answer is yes, you can get a little better return than you were getting at the trading deadline, then I think you move him and you move on. If the answer is no, then you play him in center field because he can still really help the team. He catches just about everything, made another really nice play last night. He can steal a base when necessary. You know, he's talking about over 30 stolen bases for a guy that that had some leg issues, but he's not showing any leg issues at this point. He's still stealing bags. So I think that there's some value there, but the league is going to tell you what kind of value he has. And if you're not going to get close to what you want, you can't pick up the option and let him go. That doesn't make any sense. So you pick up the option, and then you make your decision. If you can get something good, well, then you pull the trigger, and if not, you stay with him in center field because he's not going to hurt you out there. He's only going to help you, and you're hoping that the offense does wake up a bit.
The one caveat, Steve, is you likely have a $70 million payroll. Are you better off having three $7 million players rather than having one $20 million player?
Well, it depends on the three $7 million players. I mean, you know, if you got three pretty good players, well, then that answer is obvious. But I'm just saying you take a look at him, and I understand, you know, payroll constraints. I understand where the payroll is going to be. And first, you have to decide what kind of a team you want. And I think that's what we're seeing in the construction of the lineup these days from Will Venable. We saw Vargas hitting leadoff last night. We saw Meidroth hitting down, something I don't think eventually he's going to do. But I think what Will is looking at is trying to figure out each and every one of these guys, their strengths, their weaknesses. But more important, what the organization is trying to figure out is what kind of a team do they want to have going forward. Now, we've seen them trying to build on pitching and defense. They went pitching first in a lot of the deals they made, pitching first in a lot of the drafts that they had. And then you start thinking about the fact that you need some power. Now, I know that the power the second part of this year has looked good. Obviously, leading major leagues in home runs is pretty impressive. But then you have to make a determination, is this same power that we're seeing now? And bear something in mind. We're seeing a red-hot spell in Chicago and on the road to a certain extent. And when the weather gets hot, the ball travels further. When the ball travels further, you hit more home runs. Is this going to be genuine power that the Sox have, or is it going to be something that for the first 2 months of the season next year, they're not going to be able to hit the ball out of the ballpark? If that's the answer, then you have to load up on some power because you have to score some runs. We see it's a lot easier to win games when the runs are scored, and there's a two-run difference between the first part of the season and this after the All-Star break. Those two runs make sure you can make a mistake or two and still win the ball game. That's what they have to make their decision on, guys, is what kind of team do they want heading forward? Do they believe they have enough power? I believe they have to add some power, and we'll see what happens.
Talking to Steve Stone, it's Inside the Clubhouse here on The Score. And Stoney, one of the guys that, well, the one guy that homered last night, Lenin Sosa, we heard it coming in. He has certainly been, I don't want to say a revelation, but he's certainly been better than advertised and maybe a surprise to some Sox fans. But he's having a great year and, you know, pushing himself forward as a guy. Hey, this is I'm here. I want to be one of your regulars, and you build around this guy, right?
Well, I think he's made a really great stride in just kind of shutting down, swinging at everything. I mean, he's much more selective the second part of the year than he was the first part of the year. You would get to two strikes, and he would pretty much swing at whatever the pitcher threw. But he's at the point now where he's got the highest batting average in the major leagues when he's 0-2, which is somewhat surprising because that's when most of the people do their chasing. But I think that's been somewhat surprising. He's really tightened up his game a lot. I think the offensive aspect of it is really a plus. He's really come alive the second part of this year. Now he's got to tighten up the other part of his game, which is the thought process, which is understanding what to do in every given situation. I think at times Lenin has fallen short in that aspect of the game, but he's still, you know, he's still relatively young and getting his opportunity to play every day. And with that, the Sox are hoping that he does start to come alive, tighten up his game somewhat. I think we're seeing a little bit better defense. I think we're seeing a lot of things he can do. And the great revelation is the fact that he's always been a strong guy. Now he's understanding what pitches he can pull out of the ballpark, which pitches he can go to right center with. And I think it's made for a much better offensive player. Now he's got to tighten up the rest of his game.
Steve, in closing with you, it's not will it happen, it's when it's going to happen. The adjustment young players have to make when the league adjusts to them. We've seen it with Teal. We've seen it with Carroll, two really good, young, talented players. We will see it with Colson Montgomery at some point. It's not always linear as we know it. What have you seen from Montgomery, and are you expecting that adjustment period, even though people will get angry that I'm predicting that, you know, at some point the league will adjust to him?
Well, the league is going to adjust to him, and he's going to adjust back because he's a pretty smart player. Last night's base running gaffe accepted to that, but I think he's got great talent, and he's very strong. We've seen him hit the ball out not only in right center but in left center field, which is something that only the big boys do consistently. The guys like Jim Thome, I don't say he's going to have that kind of power, but he's going to be able to hit the ball that way. And I think he's going to be a really good, solid player. I think he's made great strides defensively. We're looking at the footwork, which has gotten a whole lot better. Is he going to win a Gold Glove anytime soon? Probably not. However, we have seen strides. We've seen him get better in just about every aspect of the game. I don't think anybody could have predicted he'd hit 10 home runs in 21 games, but that's exactly what he's done. Whether it's a torpedo bat or it's the confidence or it's a little bit of both, we don't know exactly what. But those strides offensively are something that that you credit to him because of hard work and what he's done. He's made great strides, and we're seeing that this is the first time where he adjusted to the league. Now the league's going to adjust to him. He's going to see different types of pitches, probably see a lot more breaking balls down for a while and certainly a lot more off-speed pitches. But I think he has the ability to adjust to it. So I'm looking for a pretty solid career out of Colson. And then there'll be a question of building around him. And if it's going to be Sosa and Colson in the middle, well, it'll be those two guys. And it looks like right now the offense of both players might be a little bit ahead of the defense of both players. That being said, I think there's still a lot of upside to go in both of them. So, again, the Sox have to make that determination on what kind of team they want going forward, just exactly who the starting pitchers are going to be and who you're going to use at the back end of your bullpen, because the bullpen has been really good this second part of the year, and that's something that we don't talk about enough.
Steve, enjoyed it as we always do. Thank you so much. Have a great broadcast tonight. We'll be listening and talk to you soon.
Okay, have a good rest of the show. I'll talk to you guys down the road.
That's Steve Stone, White Sox broadcaster and longtime guy. Bruce, I would like to read the book that you and Steve Stone co-write about your baseball discussions and experiences.
It's already out there. It's called The Bible. We wrote it many, 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 many years ago.
Oh, man, that would be something to read. 312-644-6767 is the number. As we get you ready in a little bit, 12:45 for Cubs baseball, 2 hours from now, the pregame show, and then first pitch 1:20 here on the Score in the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. We will talk Cubs and their struggles yesterday and this week in scoring runs. Now 9 games behind the Brewers, and what do Cubs fans want to see? We have a lot of texts that we have not gotten to. Bruce, we'll do some of those and finish out our callers, too, as we finish out the show next here. This is Inside the Clubhouse. Bruce Levine, Mike Esposito in for David today. This is Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Gore. And we're back for our last segment on Inside the Clubhouse. We have a Cubs lineup, Cubs and Pirates, this afternoon. And for those of you looking for change, there's not a whole lot of change here today, Bruce. Bush, Tucker, Seiya, PCA batting cleanup, Kelly, Happ, Nico in the 7-hole, and then Dansby and Shaw. Shota trying to play stopper for the Cubs on the hill today.
Yeah, there's no Owen Casey. Is that what you're saying?
No Casey. We talked earlier about, you know, do you jostle the lineup? Do you shake it up a bit? Put your hotter guys like Shaw and Nico, do you move them up? And if so, who do you move down? Well, the answer for Craig Counsell is quite clearly you leave it status quo.
You love consistency. Fans hate when consistency doesn't lead to change, right? So you're hoping for a big breakout. The Cubs are facing a young Pittsburgh pitcher who hasn't had a lot of success. Let's see if he does indeed today have a success from his lineup.
Yep, it's a good show today. Let's hope he comes with his A-game. Show to Imanaga against Mike Burrows. Lots of people to thank for our show today, Bruce.
Absolutely. Steve Stone, certainly on the White Sox. Joe Madden, our good friend, talking about the Cubs. Matt Shaw of the Cubs. Great job by Adam Studzinski doing our production. Mike, always a pleasure having you with. It's always A-plus working with you. Thanks again.
Appreciate that, Bruce. Thanks for all of your efforts out at the ballpark and lining up the guests as well. We appreciate it. Our listeners appreciate it. And stick around here on 670 The Score. Again, Cubs baseball coming up 12:45 for your pregame. Shota Imanaga pitching against the Pirates. First pitch at 1:20. For Bruce Levine and Adam Studzinski, I'm Mike Esposito. This has been Inside the Clubhouse at Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.